no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
This reminder, you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside here at HB Stewart Arena in Greenwood. Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. Matt Tom will have the ball to start this second quarter as they trail the Bulldogs 13-12. Inbound pass goes to Gilbert as we're back underway. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Met by a double team and draws a little contact. We're going to get L.J. Robbins with that foul. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bulldogs here in the second quarter.
Yeah, Robbins was coming up through there and inadvertently took a hand up and caught Rhett to the face. And yep. But he came over, good sportsmanship by him, came over and gave him high fives and made him sorry. It was not intentional by any stretch of imagination.
Uchman with up top, dribbles to the left side. Has the ball knocked away and scramble for it. And it's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Greenwood's ball on the possession arrow.
Mount Holmes looking like, boys kind of looking like the girls. Already five turnovers here.
30 seconds into the second quarter as the Bulldogs get the ball back, leading by one. Garnes with it across timeline, gives it to Preston. Back to Garnes. Garnes going to dribble to the low block, pull up for the jumper. It won't go, and the rebound is chased down by Gilbert. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles on the right side.
We need Rhett to get going. He hasn't scored lately, and he's had some good shots, just can't get them to fall. We need him to see a couple go through the basket, and we need him hot.
Inskeep with it. Gives it to Uchman on the left side. Down to Dewey on the low block. Finds Haney going into lane for the layup. Hit. Oh, almost went in. It hung on the rim but fell out. But Drew Haney will go to the free throw line with 6:59 left in the half.
Great cut right there. They got the ball down in the post, and Dewey and, man, Drew came from the top of the key like shot out of a cannon. Dewey laid it right in his lap. Man, that ball almost went down.
L.J. Robbins picks up his second personal foul, second team foul against Greenwood here in the second quarter. First free throw for Haney, misses everything. Brendan Chick coming back in for Greenwood as L.J. Robbins takes a seat. It's like, Chick was a little shaken up earlier in the first quarter. Looks like he's okay.
He fell on his derriere.
Yes, he did. Second shot for Haney is up. Good. He gets one of two. And we have our third tie of the night. 13 all our score. A little over a minute into this second quarter. Carnes has his pocket picked as Inskeep tries to save it in. Oh, man, it was so close. But Inskeep ran out of real estate, and Greenwood's going to get it back with 6:47. Let's play in the first half.
Great hustle by your senior, Coben Inskeep, right there. Got a hand on the ball. The ball is running away from him towards Mount Holmes. And he full-on Superman dove trying to save that ball inbounds. Just a great effort.
Bowman with it on the left side. His three-pointer in and out, and the rebound's controlled by Dewey. Inskeep with it, gives it to Gilbert. He's going to try for the three on the right side. Good!
That's what we need. That's what we need right there. We need a hot Rhett Gilbert. We need him getting hot.
Our fourth lead change is Mount Holmes up 16-13. 6:20 left in the half. Bowman with it, gives it to Garnes.
Well, Matt, Rhett's a guy that plays with swag. He likes to play when he's feeling good and feeling it. He's one that can get hot in a hurry.
Oh, my. Garnes with the long three-pointer. And we've got our fourth tie as we're knotted up at 16. 6:05 left to play in the half. Man, he shot that from.
That was deep.
Yeah. Inskeep with it just inside the half-court stripe. Gives it to Dewey. Back to Inskeep. Inskeep gives it to Dewey on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Braden Dewey with five on the night, and a timeout is called by Greenwood. We'll break with 5:47 left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Greenwood 19-16. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Greenwood taking the first time out of the night with 5:47 left to play in the first half as Mount Home is up 19-16 following that three by Braden Dewey. It is Greenwood's ball. Pullman will give it to Garnes, who gets it into the front court. Ball goes over to Bowman. Back up top to Garnes. Back to Bowman. Now to Chick at the free throw line. He'll give it to Robbins. Robbins dribbles up to the top, gives it to Bowman. Bowman's going to dribble into the lane, throws it to Garnes. Now to Preston in the left corner. Now back to Garnes on the wing. Over on the right side to Bowman. Down to Chick. And he finds Bowman cutting into the lane for the layup. Good.
Nice little offensive set there by the Bombers. By the Greenwood Bulldogs
there. Bowman now in double figures with 10. 5-10 left to play in the half. 19-18, Bombers up. Inskeep gives it to Haney at the elbow. Finds Inskeep cutting into the lane. Now gives it back to Haney. Haney drills to the right side. Gives it there to Inskeep. Now Gilbert has it. He drills up towards the top. Now goes over to just outside the lane. Gives it to Inskeep. He drills to the free throw line. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. Uchman with the offensive rebound. He tries to go back up with a reverse layup. Won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Haney, and it will be Greenwood's ball with 4:43 left in the half. Ryder McClain coming back in for Mount Home, replacing Levi Uchman. 19-18, Bombers up. Garnes into the front court and gives it to Bowman on the left side. Finds Chick at the elbow. Now up top to Garnes. Over on the left side to Preston. Back to Garnes. Back to Preston. Back to Garnes. He's going to pull up for another long three. This one won't go. Offensive rebound for Chick. He will give it out to Robbins. He's met by a double team. And Greenwood's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 4:15. Let's play in the half. Mount Home leading Greenwood 19-18. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, Greenwood leaves using their last 30-second timeout of the night to avoid a turnover with 4:15 left to play in the half. As right now, they'll have the ball trailing Mount Home 19-18. It will be Robbins inbounding the ball on the baseline. 30 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes to Bowman. He immediately puts up the three on the right side. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Dewey.
Yeah, Mount Home's playing a little tight right now. We need to get free. We play better when we're just playing free, up and down, shooting the ball, and we need to do that.
Wow. Good cut by Drew Haney as he takes the assist from Gilbert and goes in for the layup.
Haney just cut and split right down the middle of the lane and just looked really, really good.
His first field goal of the night. He's got three this evening. 21-18, Mountain Home up. Brendan Chick's going to pull up for the three for the tie, and he gets it. That's our fifth tie of the night. Brendan Chick with his first 3 points of the night. 21 all our score. Three, a little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this first half. McClain with it on the left side. He'll give it there to Inskeep. Inskeep dribbles, finds Dewey cutting into the lane, and they're going to call a foul before his layup. Braden Bowman picks up his second personal foul. Third team foul against Greenwood here in the second quarter. So with 3:24 left in the half, Mount Home will inbound it on the baseline. We're knotted up at 21.
So we can finish this half, this last 3:24 on a run, and kind of extend this thing out to six or so. We're going into half.
Here is McClain with it. Takes a screen, dribbles to the elbow, throws out to Inskeep on the left side. He'll dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles to the elbow, finds Haney. Cutting into the lane, has the ball knocked away from him. It goes out of bounds. Mount Home will get it back with 3:09 left in the half, 20 left on the shot clock.
We like that little roll where Rhett's coming off of the screen. And as he's coming off the screen, he's got options that he can either give it to a cutting Drew, or he can shoot it, or just like that, a little slip screen.
Peyton Dewey takes up top. Well, his three-pointer won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Preston. You know, the same thing happened in the first game last time. You know, it was about the score was pretty close to this when the Mount Holmes started pulling away after that.
Yep.
And Brendan Chick pass was a little bit out of his reach, and Mount Holmes comes up with a steal. Enskeep with it on the left side. Finds Gilbert cutting into the lane. Finds Dewey going into the paint, going up for the layup. Good.
And that was great passing. Good backdoor cut by Rhett. Coben found him with a bounce pass. Rhett turned down a good shot to get a great shot with a cut and Dewey. Look at the steal right here by Coben.
Yep, he does get the steal. Goes up for the layup. Can't get it to go, and the rebound's controlled by Bowman. Mount Holmes up 23-21, 2:25 left in the half. Here's Chick with it. Finds Bowman. And a blocking foul's going to be called on Rhett Gilbert.
The right call.
That is Gilbert's first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mount Holmes here in the second quarter. 2:18 left to play in the half. Bulldogs will inbound it underneath their basket. Robbins will trigger the inbound pass. Throws it to near the top to Preston. Now Garnes has it. Garnes is going to dribble to the elbow. Now throws out to Robbins near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing.
It was the Greenwood game. Wasn't that when we went on a pretty long run against Greenwood?
Yeah.
And like they kind of went scoreless for a while, and we went on like a 30-2 run or something, didn't
we? Like that. The runner wouldn't go, and Mount Holmes gets the rebound. Gilbert's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good. And the rebound comes to McClain. He has the ball knocked away from him by Bowman. It goes out of bounds. On the far sideline, Mount Holmes will inbound it with 1:48 left in the half. Bombers up 23-21 right now. Enskeep will trigger the inbound pass in front of the Greenwood bench. Throws it to Dewey. Dangerous throw. But good fake by Braden Dewey to get Chick off his feet. But he missed the layup, and the rebound's controlled by Greenwood.
That's two missed layups in a row. Mountain Home could have been four ahead.
Garnes with it for the long three-pointer in the lead. No good. Rebound's controlled by McClain. About a minute and a half left to play in this first half. McClain going coast to coast for the layup. Good.
Ryder said, I'm not going to miss this one. Let's go.
Ryder McClain with eight on the night. 25-21, Mount Holmes up by two possessions. And at 20 left in the half. Garnes with it on the left side. Has the ball knocked away. Gets it back. Gives it to Bowman. Ball goes to Chick. Now to Robbins on the right side. He'll give it to Garnes. Tries to throw it down the corner to Bowman. McClain knocks it out of bounds. Greenwood will inbound it with 1:04 left in the half. 16 left on the shot clock. Lane Philpott's going to check back in for the Bulldogs as he'll replace Peyton Preston.
Really good active hands right there by the Bombers on this defensive set.
Mm-hmm. Inbound pass goes to Garnes. He dribbles up top just inside the half-court line. Tick under a minute. Ball goes to Chick.
Double dribble.
That gives it to Robbins. It looked like that was double dribble, but no call. Ball goes to Philpott. He's going to try for the three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. Ball goes to McClain. He's going to try for the three. A little short, and the rebound is chased down by foul's going to be called, I believe, on Mount Holmes there. Yep, they're going to get Braden Dewey. That is his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mount Holmes here in the second quarter. 37.4 seconds left to play in the half as Braxton Carson comes in for Mount Holmes, and he'll replace Braden Dewey.
Much to the chagrin of the Mount Holmes crowd.
I noticed.
Looked like two people hustling after the ball right there, and he was going to step out of bounds, try to save it in. Kind of bailed him out a little.
Garnes into the front court. About 2 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Ball goes to Chick at the left elbow. He'll throw it near the top to Garnes. Garnes dribbles on the left side. Gives on the right to Robbins. Up top to Chick. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by McClain. Shot clock is off. Mount Holmes can hold for the last shot of the period.
Mount Holmes would love for Chick to start taking that shot at the top of the key. He's not known for his three-point shooting, and we'll bait him into that every time.
Yep. Gilbert with it. Down to five. Over to Enskeep. He drills to the free throw line. Pulls up for the jumper. Oh, my gosh. He just hung on the back of the rim and fell out. So Mount Holmes will take a four-point lead into the locker room at the break. Our score at halftime, Mount Holmes leading Greenwood 25-21. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show when we come back. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures